Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
I am about to throw a spanner in the works. But firstly, thank you for joining me again on Marketing Espresso. I am so grateful that you are here as always. But yeah, today I'm really going to throw a spanner in the works because we always talk about ideal client. And today I want to talk about something a little bit different to ideal client. I want to actually explore the fact that your ideal client may not be the only person involved in the decision-making process and why that's so important actually in our marketing, because your ideal client is probably going to be influenced by someone else potentially. Not all ideal clients, myself. Yeah, I'm actually probably going to be influenced in big purchases by maybe my sister or my mom or someone that I'm going to have a conversation with. But for example, if your ideal client is a husband or a dad or he's going to potentially be influenced by his wife or his baby mama or his baby dada, like, you know, or whoever is in the situation. And it's really important that we actually don't avoid or ignore this person, this other person, when we're looking at our marketing. So how do we do that? Because at the end of the day, we narrow down our ideal client and we get niche on our ideal client and we try to find them because we obviously want to market their pain points and we want to know that we are helping them with this and that we're giving them some answers to the pain that they have and we're giving them a solution and we understand them and we are the best product for them. So how then do we create marketing that also speaks to the person that potentially could influence them? This is pretty challenging, right? Because then there's two different things. The person that's influencing them, it does not have the pain point of your ideal client, but what they do have is the potential to research. And this is where it actually becomes really important that you have things like testimonials or your Google business working or really good landing pages and websites. Now, I have had countless guests on this show that talk to you about the importance of website design. And this is one of those reasons. It's because of the people that are going to influence your ideal client. They need somewhere that they can go and they can do their own research. And that is your website. Generally, they're also probably going to check out your socials, right? This is why it's important that you are on the platforms that are relevant to your ideal client and the person that influences them. We never ever talk about this person that influences. And for some businesses, it won't exist at all. For some, it will really exist. Like product-based businesses, it's probably going to be these consumers and the consumers' wives, husbands, children, mothers, sisters, whoever it is. In service-based businesses, you're actually talking to potentially a PA, a VA, an EA, or, you know, the head of HR or the head of marketing. And the person that you actually need to influence and the person's problem that you're solving is the CEOs of the business because ultimately they have the problem. And this is where it's really important that we layer our marketing and that we're answering different questions and that we're really putting forward the proof that our product or our service does exactly what it's intended to do. And most people don't think about this layering. They just think our ideal client is Mildred. She's a 40-year-old woman that, you know, earns approximately $60,000 to $100,000 a year. She's in a service business. She needs this product because of XYZ. She wants to look a certain way. She wants to feel a certain way. She needs a business coach because of X, you know, and we really tailor into the person that we're targeting. And that's the correct thing to do. We want to know who we're targeting. But this is why getting so narrow and getting so niche and saying, I'm a marketer who only markets to accountants. Okay. Well, who else is in the business other than accountants? Because you actually might have someone that makes the decision on who does the marketing that's not an accountant at all. So they're not talking accountant speak. They might be talking marketing speak. And that's why, although I'm all for niching and I talk about niching, we all talk about niching, there is an element of don't go so hard that you don't actually just show people how you solve the problem that you solve on a broader scale. And I bring it back down to websites again. If you haven't listened to all the episodes on this podcast about websites, man, there is heaps. I don't even know where to start, but go have a listen of them because getting this right and having the right information there that you're talking to not only the person that you know is your ideal client, but if there's someone that influences, and this is why it's important to understand their customer journey and to understand the people that you touch along the way. So I want you to think more broadly the next time that you're thinking about your marketing and thinking about how you, the information that you need to put forward. And when you're thinking of, oh, I don't really need case studies or I don't really need testimonials, 100%. Those are the things that are going to potentially get this person in the background that's influencing the decision of the decision maker or influencing the person with the problem and your ideal client, that's how you're probably going to get them across the line, when they can like, know, and trust you from the content that you're putting out there. Just some food for thought today. I hope that is helpful. As always, leave a review, hit me up on Instagram, say hi, tell me something that you loved about this episode. Tell me something that you want to hear. If there's any guests that you want me to get on, I would love to hear from you. That's why I do this podcast. But mostly, tell someone that you know could benefit from listening to these episodes and get them on board. Get them to be a fan of Marketing Espresso. I would love to see those downloads go up every week. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back in your ears next week. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.